From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon. We are seeing some light shower activity, some sprinkles here in southeastern Minnesota. 77 degrees in downtown Rochester at 503. Another foodborne illness outbreak has sickened nearly two dozen Minnesotans, and state health officials are expecting that number to rise. The Minnesota Department of Health says the outbreak of E. coli and Salmonella illness has been linked to alfalfa sprouts from a Minnesota grower that have been sold to restaurants and grocery stores under the Kelco and Everything Sprouts brands. Two of the Minnesota patients required hospitalization. An additional 18 cases have been reported in Wisconsin. Anyone in possession of the affected alfalfa sprouts is being urged to throw them in the trash. Earlier this month, state health officials indicated that more than 100 people in Minnesota had become ill after eating jalapenos contaminated by Salmonella. After strong gains in the past couple of years, the Rochester area economy continued to suffer from weak job growth in July. The latest jobs data from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development shows that overall employment in the Rochester area has only grown by about 350 jobs during the past year, for a job growth rate of only 0.3%. Statewide, the jobs report indicates overall employment has increased by about 44,000 jobs in the past 12 months for a job growth rate of 1.5%, which is well above the national rate of only 0.2%. Minnesota's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate for July was 4.3%, down 0.1% from June, but up 0.5% when compared to July of last year. Bail was set at $50,000 today for a homeless man who allegedly broke into a southeast Rochester home occupied by a grandmother and her three grandchildren early Tuesday morning. 36-year-old Austin Hall has been charged with first-degree burglary. The criminal complaint says the victim's son notified her that he had observed someone entering the home while he was viewing the feed from a home security camera. The court document indicates Rochester police caught up with Hall about an hour later after he was found riding a bike at the intersection of Highway 14 and Marion Road Southeast. Two women died in separate head-on collisions in Minnesota on Wednesday. The State Patrol is reporting that 29-year-old Guadalupe Maria Miramontes of New Ulm died after the Jeep she was driving collided head-on with a pickup on a highway just south of New Ulm about 5:30 Wednesday morning. The driver of the pickup, 21-year-old Hunter Graffwell of Fairmont, suffered life-threatening injuries. The State Patrol says alcohol is suspected of being a contributing factor in the second fatality, which was reported around 4 p.m. on Highway 95 in Mille Lacs County. It involved a head-on collision between two SUVs and resulted in the death of 77-year-old Linda Rouse of Audubon. She was one of two people in an SUV, or passengers in an SUV driven by a 79-year-old man. The crash report indicates alcohol use is suspected by the driver of the other SUV, who suffered life-threatening injuries. He was a 52-year-old man from St. Cloud. The amount has yet to be determined, but Governor Tim Walz has announced that he has approved state disaster assistance for Fillmore, Houston, Mower, and Winona counties. That assistance will be used to repair and replace critical public infrastructure damaged by the storms and flooding that hit the region in early July. The total amount of assistance will be set after damage assessments are completed. A new Department of Labor and Industry report shows the number of paid claims per full-time equivalent worker fell 42% between 2004 and 2024, reaching its lowest rate on record. For more local news, go to krocnews.com. You can download the free KROC News app and be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest updates from the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom with